So I worked there for a while, and then I worked in the Kelly for a diamond drilling company. We did exploration. It was Boyle's Brothers out of Salt Lake, and they had contracted the Anaconda Company. And we would drill holes, I mean, not holes, but you would drill a horizontal hole, if you want to call it that, but the purpose was to take a core sample. And we were down, we'd go down in the Kelly, and then we'd go over on the man train to, well, the one time we were working out of the Raris, which was over out in Meaderville. But like I said, you went down the Kelly shaft, and then you went down to a certain level, say the 400 or the 800, get on the man train, go over there, and then you got to, maybe you'd walk from over there to your drilling station, and then you would drill these horizontal holes and save all the samples and mark on the sample box how far out you were from the drilling. And we drilled holes that were 1,100, 1,200 feet deep. I mean, long, because you're not down, you're drilling horizontal. And you would have to, I think you would pull out an 8-foot core, maybe even 10 feet. But when you're doing that and you're in there, say 900 feet, you drill 10 feet, then have to pull 900 feet of rod out of the hole, take the core out of the bits, you know, it contained a nice round core of granite and ore, put it all back together, put 900 feet of drill pipe back in the hole all day long, in, out, and I think we put it back in, I think there were 20-foot sections. I believe that the drill pipes were 10 feet long, and you broke every other section, unscrewed them, and then you stacked them and pulled them off, pull everything out, got your core sample out, and reversed the process, put them all back in, drilled for 10 more feet. I worked with a guy out of Idaho. He went by his initials, I think it was CF. His last name was Rainey. He was the driller, I was the helper. And so while he was drilling, you just sat there. It got so, that drill was a long year and a runoff of compressed air, but they almost sound like a piston engine. They're so loud and noisy. I got so I just sit on a bucket of grease there, 5-gallon bucket, and fall asleep while he drilled. And that thing was so loud. I mean, and you should have ear protection, which we didn't. But that was so loud, you couldn't believe it, but I got so I could just fall asleep. Nothing blasting away. Then that was a real physical job, you know, lifting all that drill pipe. Plus the fact that when you put the first 10, 20 feet in, you just took this heavy-duty, call it axle grease, and you just slathered both of those sections. So when you come out, every pipe would just grease coated, and you ended up being grease coated. And you used to come up to the dry, and I used to shower with liquid dish soap. It was the only way to get the grease off. So I'd bring in a quart of dish soap and shower up in the Kelly in the dry. So that worked that, you know, for a while, and then I got back in again another summer after school, after when I was still in school, and worked, as they call it, a day's pay miner, which you're basically a laborer in the mine. And you clean ditches and track and stuff like that. So those were my stints in the mine.